J-Team Podcast, Episode 1, live and direct from Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Village Square. Yes, I am here right now in my car. Right in front of me is Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And, okay, let me go in. Alright, that's the temporary intro music, but that won't be the future music for every podcast. I think I'll plan to make a J-Team-esque type of theme song for the podcast. So a little bit of house cleaning here. That's my car radio thing. Yeah, told you I'm doing this in my car. Let me put that away. Okay. I had a vlog before, and reason why people were asking, why aren't you doing the vlog anymore? Well, it took too much time, and I didn't feel like updating it anymore. I ran out of ideas what to talk about, so I'd rather do this and just basically document the JT meetups and stuff. This podcast is just dedicated, just basically all about the J Team and what we do, and a good amount of the topics we talk about, geekery stuff, and I'm doing my best not to say so much. I apologize. I'll try. I mean, once I get this podcast rolling, I should have far less ums in every, I said again, in every sentence. So I should go right now and get my stuff and go right into the Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Village Park. Or Village Square, excuse me. I don't come here often, so. Alright. Oh, plus, you notice that the quality of the podcast versus the test demo has been lowered down, because I plan to make this podcast hopefully 20 minutes instead of the usual 10. Dang, Mr. Carr. Alright. A Blanco Bronco. Goodness. It almost hit my car. Alright, time for me to get out of here. What else to bring? I don't need to bring that. Okay. I gotta go in the back and get my boombox. I brought it today. Oh, did I bring my keys? Yeah, okay. Okay, what do we got here? Backpack. Boombox check. Yeah, because I like to make music. Or I like to bring music, excuse me. I also like to make music too, I'm a DJ. Live recording, folks, sorry. Walking right now to the Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Oh, guess what? No one's here yet. I think I'll go outside for a bit. Well, that's unexpected. Usually they're here early. Guess I'm the only one here for now. I guess I'll wait a bit till more people show up. Maybe I'll put this thing on pause for right now. So, just a second. Okay, sorry about that abrupt pause there, but yeah, I'm still here. No one's here yet, but I just noticed right now they're opening up a Jollibee. And if you guys don't know what Jollibee is, it's like the best Philippine fast food chain ever. Yeah. Not only do they have burgers and fries and all that, but they also have, I think they have, they serve boba drinks there too? I'm not certain. But they also have chicken. Philippine fried chicken. And that stuff is really good. with rice and gravy. Oh yeah. That's out of nowhere. Because the other Jollibee is over in... what's that place? Boulevard? Boulevard Mall? Yeah, there we go. It's in that Seafood City place. Oh. Alright, my first victim is here. And she's coming up right now. It's Jen. And I can't talk right now. Let me go over there and say hi. Congratulations, you are on the first recording of the J-Team podcast. And you're not talking? No? Oh, I see how it is. You're about to say something, but I'll wait till other people come by, and then, yeah, so for right now, I think I'll put it on pause again, because no one else is here but me and Jen. So, hold on a second. Alright, I'll pause it. I know, I'll wait for everyone else.
I hate my voice, so I'm not gonna...
I don't like my voice either, but it's good documentation. The greatest Philippine-owned fast food place in the Philippines.
Yay! Fun time.
It's burgers and it's pretty much burgers and fries. Plus, they even serve Philippine fried chicken.
Oh, fun time!
That's good. Philippine fried chicken. Yeah, the other one is in near the Boulevard Mall, uh-huh. And the rest of them are in the Philippines. So.
Oh. So that would make sense.
Another victim is here. That looks like Chris.
Yeah, it is Chris.
I think when we get more people here, they won't care. They won't care if I'm recording or not.
Yeah.
It's basically a podcast for those who missed the last 18 minutes.
Right.
That's all it is. Don't be serious. It's just for us guys. Loving this thing. Stereo sound.
So wait,
stereo
mic. If you make a podcast, like, how do you give it to people? Is it just like an audio file?
It's an audio file. They just download it, or they can put it straight to their iPod, or their Zoom player.
And then Navarre shows up.
Okay. No Jason yet. I'm the first one here.
I had money. but the bank itself didn't.
They had two people standing outside telling people we don't have money.
Well, B movies are good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for a superhero movie, that's a really great movie.
Yeah.
Considering the last two, X-Men 3, Spider-Man 3,
Fantastic Four, and Return of the Silver Surfer.
The first one sucked. Why would you make a second one?
I didn't see any of those three.
I haven't watched any.
I saw the first Fantastic Four.
Hulk's coming out, and it's going to have Edward Norton in it.
It's going to have Army Man.
What is it?
Hulk.
The Hulk 2. It's got a different main guy.
I watched the movie trailers, and I was like...
And the whole thing is, Army guy. Found out how they happened, and they did it to one of their own.
There's only one movie I'm wanting to watch. Speed Racer.
Fuck yes.
I'm watching Speed Racer.
Three movies that I'm looking up to is
It's gonna be even worse.
Speed Racer.
The
original. Iron Man, which came out last night. Indiana Jones.
That one was better.
Okay. Indiana Jones looks really good too.
June 13th, which is a Friday the 13th, The Happening comes out.
Happening? What's that?
It's by M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, he's making another one?
He's still making movies? I thought he was too embarrassed to keep me.
After Lady in the Water.
No, after the Village too. It was The Village.
I like that he made another movie.
No, but like,
oh, really?
With Lady in the Water.
And the Unbreakable was great. I liked that movie.
I liked it.
And the one before that was
Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense.
No, Signs. Signs.
The Sixth Sense.
Signs was good too. I didn't think people were.
Yeah, but no, he was saying the one before that. Signs came out after Sixth Sense.
Signs, he does good movies. Lady in the Water was bad.
Hey, Navarre, what's the twist? There is no twist.
The whole time he was just like, what's going on? What am I doing? But you know what though? M. Night Shyamalan is really cool. So he repeated this movie. He's like, people just sort of, I'm like Herman Melville. Like, because people hated Moby Dick when it first came out. But then like 100 years later, people were like, Moby Dick is awesome. So like, he's saying that he's going to be Herman Melville, and then Lady in the Water is going to be like, this amazing accomplishment in the eyes of people from the future. So, like, the Jetsons are going to be like, you know what? M. Night Shyamalan was underrated. This is a good movie.
Honestly, so far, all the M. Night Shyamalan movies I've seen, I really like.
Did you see The Village?
Yeah, I did. Well, I don't really remember The Village too much. So, I can't give an opinion on that.
Breakable was so good to know. They need to make a sequel to that so bad. Because he just barely finds out that he's freaking unbreakable, and they never do anything with it.
I'm gonna strangle this motherfucker. And it's over.
You know what I mean?
He
falls in a pool,
drowning in a pool cover.
Well, his weakness is water. He swallows it too fast. That was the whole thing. The kids pull him out, and then the big fight scene where he gets to show off his powers. He does some dorky shit where he jumps on this guy, puts him in a headlock, and then he gets thrashed around until the guy stops moving. I guess it's realistic, but at the same time, it's like, maybe throw a punch and go, and be like, ah.
Jesus.
I need to watch more movies. I haven't seen any. The last one was Cloverfield.
That was an awesome movie.
That made me sick.
You know what, though? Back to The Happening. If you see the movie poster for it, it's the worst pun ever. It's like, we saw the signs, we sensed it, now it's The Happening.
The commercial didn't look that.
It's happening.
Because we sensed it, Sixth Sense, saw the signs, obviously the signs, and then It's Happening, obviously the movie of the movie. It's like all movies that he's made. Worst pun ever.
Wait a minute, so they're all gonna combine?
Like, no. It's just the quote thing that's on the movie poster preview.
Whatever.
It's like, here's another movie to make. Go buy them so he makes more money. This
Okay, I guess I should resume it now.
No, because
apparently Jason is here.
Oh, wow. Hi. Hey. More stuff more often.
She only came because I let her cut my hair.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought about going to First Friday today.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, from out there, I couldn't tell.
Really?
No, it's a Y. Like
could
a cake.
But because like Lily's on like day 6 of Joshua or something like that. Yeah.
Nobody's here yet.
She's the first one. Right?
There's supposed to be more people. Every time I come here, there's like a whole ton of people, like 20 people already here.
I don't know how it'll go, but I'll figure it out. Right. It's probably Joshua.
Yeah, no, because like Millie's on day 6 of Joshua, and Jasmine's on like day 5 of someone.
There's one near my house, but I never go to Tropical Smoothie.
So I was just wondering if, like, if you place your one entire character, or if each day rotates with the person. For First Friday, do you need any money to get in?
No, it's free.
But there's, like, lots of, like, things you might be interested in.
Mm-hmm. Like, because unfortunately, I didn't exactly plan ahead, so I only have, like, $5 on me.
I thought about going.
We all need to go see Iron Man.
I know. I was invited to go last night. I was upset that I couldn't because I had school today.
Holy crap. Yeah, who went last night? Because I didn't hear about it. She just said
yeah.
I went with Caitlin and AJ.
You guys went?
Like, AJ contacted me last night to make the plans for us going to First Friday.
It was so
and
good.
And so I called her back. And
Caitlin.
Like, she was telling me that I could call her anywhere between 9 and 11 because 9 she gets off work or whatever. And she was saying that I could call back.
I've yet to go watch a movie ever since Cloverfield.
Yeah, I just heard about that.
They won't all know about that. It was mostly
no one knew about it.
Yeah.
As long as it's only 3 people.
I want to watch Speed Racer though.
Dude,
yeah, we don't like you enough.
Go Speed Racer.
Sorry.
Go.
What?
Go Speed Racer. Go Speed Racer.
Go.
Come on, John Goodman's in the movie.
They both went
in the bathroom. Probably fixing his hair.
Yeah.
17 minutes into the podcast. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, I think I should pause it for a bit.
What?
That's all fancy and shit.
Oh, boy.
Good luck with that, dude. I like the Hooters Casino. I love Hooters.
You do.
Yeah.
I like Hooters too, especially the chicken.
I don't like the girls, but when I get the chicken,
I eat the food. Yeah. It's funny because I had my parents go there one time with my brother because my brother wanted to go. It was his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. My dad wasn't focused on the women. I mean, we had a really ugly looking one.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like the Hooters here in Vegas, all the girls are ugly.
Yeah, it's. Not the best.
They're kind of skanky. Like they look like the kind of girls that couldn't pass their drug test to be strippers.
Oh, they're like rejects.
Yeah, they're the second. They're like, if they were strippers, they would be strippers at lunch.
Rejects from a strip club in Pahrump.
Yeah, they'd be the lunchtime strippers.
Wow.
And business is slow.
They're one of the best.
I heard Iron Man was good. I wanted to go see
it. Jason was here just now and just said, yeah, watch Iron Man, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
Iron Man.
Apparently, from what everyone says, it's pretty bitchin'.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Of course, The Weekly gave it 3 stars, but they...
Whatever.
They're bitchy for no apparent reason.
Yeah, what?
That's what they get for being a free magazine.
Exactly. I think what it is whoever writes these reviews...
Whoever pays them.
I think they're bitter that they're not in a real magazine.
Yeah, that's the only time I actually, if I'm really bored, then I'll go look at inside of whatever magazine is. Weekly, there we go. Weekly, yeah. But other than that, I don't even bother.
I generally don't care, because most movies seem stupid. So I try to avoid them, but... Or if I'm really inquisitive, I'll wait till it comes on cable or on demand.
Cable!
Or I'll download them if I can't wait that way. Like, I downloaded the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Cool.
And that was actually pretty good.
Good.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to see that on, like, opening day.
I thought, I was like, okay, I know this movie is not going to be
I'm, like,
so
almost 20 minutes into the podcast, so I think I'll just go a little more. Probably about a few more minutes.
Best thing, but if you're a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan, then it's good.
Yeah.
I loved the battle between...
I didn't like the end, though.
Yeah.
That was kind of
dumb. No. Between, Raphael and, not Michael.
Cowabunga!
Leonardo. Leonardo, Raphael.
Leo has swords, Raph has knives.
I know, yes.
Mike has chucks.
Yeah.
It's all about Michelangelo.
Right.
And I think it's at the end, though, they made April. April was like a ninja or some shit.
Oh,
like,
wow.
No, she was kicking ass.
You know what? I'm sorry. I know she's supposed to be the attractive female character. Her body was so disproportionate not possible.
We need some Krang up in here.
A female ninja chick.
Rocksteady and Bebop, please.
Yeah, that would be cool.
We need Rocksteady and Bebop. They never did.
And Wingnut and Flash.
Yeah, and Baxter Stockman. Remember Baxter Stockman?
Yeah. Oh, man. And what was the duck's name? Ace even had, Duck or something like that?
Yeah, there was a duck. And Baxter Stockman had a brother named Buddy Stockman.
Really?
Yeah. It was only in one episode.
Oh, okay.
My name isn't Baxter. It's Buddy.
Did he look just like Baxter?
Yes, exactly. They were twins. They were twins.
Except one of them got turned into a fly.
And what was that? The frogs? Like their friends?
Yeah,
and they hate pizza?
Battletoads.
It wasn't Battletoads. They were, but yeah, there were frogs that were friends of the turtles, and they hated pizza.
Yeah, I remember.
They sucked. They're like, ew, pizza, yuck. Oh,
or
you
like
guys
they would
mail.
Eat pizza with flies or some shit on it. I remember. I used to love that show.
Oh man, Heroes in a Half Shell. Turtle power.
Yeah, they were frogs. They were mutated.
I know. I was like, we want to see the turtles. The turtles were great.
I like Slash because he was retarded.
Or that one guy, I get on tea. What was that one guy, the gator?
Oh,
he was like, I got on tea.
I remember him. And Rat King.
And then Casey Jones, he just didn't give a care. He's like, I'm gonna kick your butt or something.
A delinquent with a hockey stick?
Yeah, pretty much.
They made him a pussy in the movie. He was all pussy with. He lived with April, and they were a couple.
He did. He was useless in Turtles 3.
Yeah.
What was that? You call this a family?
3 was... Is that the one where they have to go to the country or whatever?
That was the worst one. No, they went back in time. Yeah, to Japan. It had nothing to do with New York.
And they went back in time, and they replaced themselves with, like, four, like...
Yeah, watch.
Oh, I remember that one.
Hockey.
I remember that.
Yeah. Watch the review of Ninja Turtles by the Angry Video Game Nerd. He pretty much sums up why he hates number 3, and 1 and 2 were the best. Yeah, number 3 was ass.
Well,
and there was so many movie mistakes in 3.
Yeah, they weren't really paying attention.
Yeah, they kind of half-assed that movie.
They had to pay off those suits. I remember watching some behind-the-scenes stuff where they showed the poor little Asian guys inside the suits. They couldn't see. They couldn't see, and they had all the animatronics and stuff in the head.
1999.
Okay, I guess this podcast went on far too long. So, yeah, I shall stop it here. Okay, if you weren't here for this week's, this is all you're getting. This is pretty much all you're getting, unless if somebody brings a video camera or whatever, and does, like, a vlog. But other than that, this is J-Team Episode 1, Village Square. Alright, see you next time. I mean, hear you next time. This is a podcast after all.